just being cordial to him and him, you know, him talking like he wants to be there, I think is important. You know, it's important to him. And why wouldn't he? You know, why wouldn't he want to come back to Philadelphia? You know, I mean, the success he had at the end of the year, we've expressed that we'd love to have him back. But as we know, free agency, you know, can do funny things to a lot of people. So that's where we're at right now.
Would you necessarily draft? I mean, if you do get him back, would you consider even drafting a quarterback on top of that?
I think you'd have to look hard at drafting a quarterback. I think every team needs to draft a quarterback. I'm a big believer that you need to keep the pipeline coming, and you know, you need to consider you know, drafting whether you need one in the first, second, third round, or you need to go, you know, sixth, seventh free agency. I still think you need to bring guys in that again to keep your pipeline of quarterbacks going.
I think that the fact that the Redskins, I mean, a few years ago when they drafted RG3 and Cousins in the same draft, and it kind of worked out for them, you know,
I think that might kind of spur
other teams.
Yeah, I think it was smart to do that, and for whatever reason, if the situation's different, you can move a quarterback and gain draft picks or whatever, you can do that. If not, you got a solid, you know, obviously, like you said, it worked out in Washington, and you know, but I think it's, if you can do that, and go for it.
Doug, what do you look for in a quarterback?
Well, you look at his body of work, and has he won games? His win-loss percentage, you know, you got to look at that. You got to look at, I think, toughness, mental and physical toughness. I look at things too, like, not so much the physical. I mean, the physical stuff shows up on tape. You're going to know that. But spending time with a guy, whether it be here or at a pro day or a one-on-one workout, and just looking at him in the eyes, I want to see if that exudes confidence. If he can stand in the huddle and get 10 other guys to believe him that this play is going to score, I want to see that. And I want to put him, you know, as much on a chalkboard as I can. I don't know if we got chalkboards anymore, but grease boards, and see what he knows, and just pick his brain that way. So those are things that I look at, you know, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that you maybe don't see here at this place, to see if they can be, you know, NFL quarterbacks.
And looking at Sam, the franchise tag is there to allow you to keep players. So why not use it on Sam if you want him back?
I don't know. I don't get into all that. I know that's maybe a question for Howie in that situation. But all I know is if Sam wants to be in Philadelphia, he'll be in Philadelphia.
It's a general question, but nowadays athletes are so much more overexposed, and there's lots of situations where you see guys off the field caught on video and things like that. As a head coach, how much do you worry about that, and how do you handle that with your players?
Yeah, that's always a concern, you know, that things are going to happen that way, and you know, you hope it doesn't. It's going to come up, but you know, you just got to have, you know, you got to have your plan in place to be able to deal with those situations when they come up. And you know, as much education as you can put out there to your team, and be smart, make good choices. Obviously, things are going to happen, but you just hope and pray that they don't. And if they do, they're at a minimum.
How much different is it from when you were playing? Just in terms of the fact that you can be caught at any minute.
I think the biggest thing is just look up and down this hallway right here, and out in the community with the way the cell phones and the, you know, the different things that is available to people nowadays, to be able to take a picture, tweet something out, you know, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is, the access is instant. And if something happens, it's instant. It's going out. And that's probably the biggest difference today than when I was there.
Is Hicks ready to be the starting middle linebacker for you guys?
I think so. You know, I think he's, you know, he's proven, he was obviously drafted, you know, to be that guy. And you know, he's got a great opportunity in front of him, and look forward to seeing what he can do, you know, this spring.
Health-wise, is he all the way back? Is he a full participant?
He's getting there. You know, he's getting there. He's, you know, really close, and expect him to be able to go, you know, during OTAs.
You typically like your middle linebacker to have, like, a leadership role. I mean, would Hicks be ready? Does he have enough experience for that?
You know, I'm also a believer that if you've played that position your entire career, you've been that person in college that it's going to continue. You're going to continue to be the same person. If you could lead in college, you can lead at this level. And there's also other lead, you know, the Fletcher Cox on defense, you know, and, you know, Malcolm Jenkins and guys like that are also very vocal leaders that can help guys like Jordan. But I think Jordan is going to be in he'll have a great opportunity to really embrace that defense this spring.
Doug, you touched on the O-line inside and said, you know, we do have some holes. How big a priority? I mean, I would guess with Peters, Kelsey, and Lane, you know, you feel pretty good about those three guys. After that, do you feel like there's a sense of urgency to really kind of get that thing put back together?
Well, you look at free agency and you want to see what's out there. You want to see if there's someone that can come in and help you right away. You know, I think you got to continue to develop your young players that are on your roster. You got to continue to, you know, keep coaching and teaching those guys and seeing what they can do, because those, again, that's your pipeline, that's your offensive line. And then, you know, even in this draft this year, I think it's a good offensive line draft. So, you know, we should be able to find guys that can come in and help the ones that are there, and you know, make it a better. Offensive line and get more production there.
You said when you were hired that DeMarco fit in well with what you can bring as far as offensively. When you looked at the tape, I mean, why did he struggle last year?
Well, I think it was a combination of things, but you know, first thing I noticed was there's three different running backs on the roster, and you can't take three different running backs and try to make them one running back. Not right or wrong, not saying it's the right way, but I just know that the different style of running that I'll bring utilizes all three. A downhill guy, a slasher, and you got a great quick guy out of them Sproles that can create a matchup, you know, on defense, whether he's coming out of the backfield or lining up as a receiver or wherever he might be, and utilizing his strength that way. So three different guys, three different styles. Just look forward to working with him.
Instead of using the same plays.
Same plays, same guys. Yeah. You know, you're going to be under center. You're going to be in two back. You're going to be, you know, one back. You're going to empty, you know, utilize their strengths to help your offense.
How did last year, losing Jamal Charles and having to work in Spencer Ware, Chark Hendrick, how did that help you with that running philosophy?
Well, because we had three different guys. Nile Davis was a downhill guy, power runner. Chark Hendrick was a little more of the slasher. And I think he got a little bit of both in Spencer Ware. You know, Spencer and Chark Hendrick were a little better out of the backfield as receiving running backs than Nile is or was. So, you know, you just had to make a conscious effort of what you were going to do that particular week. And then, you know, Coach Bieniemy did a great job, had them all prepared. But yet at the same time, utilizing their strengths differently to help the good of the team.
Are you strict with prototypes at each position?
Prototypes at each position? Not really.
No.
Not really. I want guys that are athletic guys that are smart guys, especially up front, offensive line. If you can play guard and center, or guard and tackle, or tackle and tackle, those are the guys you want to find. Now, you want to find that prototypical left tackle, or right tackle, or whatever you're looking for. Yeah, you do. But at the same time, you want guys that can play multiple spots.